Now, here in lesson 128, we're going to point to another prophecy in the Old Testament that would be part of what Dr. Saunders gave us on internal evidence test. Remember his three tests: the bibliographic test, internal evidence test, and external evidence test. The internal evidence test would talk about, are there internal things within the book itself that add validity to the fact that that book is reliable and trustworthy? And what we chose to look at is prophecy. So here in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 to 26 is a prophecy given in the book of Daniel on when the Messiah will come, what time he'll show up, how you'll know he's there. So here's our challenge. If Jesus is the Messiah sent by God, shouldn't the known historical date, or the time when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey and then he was crucified, match the date we could calculate from this prophecy in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 26? So we're going to read that for you here and then go through it. But also what you'll notice is in Daniel chapter 9, 24 to 26, it's going to also talk about the destruction of the temple, which again sets the date for you. So here's the verse that we're going to read. Daniel chapter 9, 24 to 26. 70 weeks were determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the Prince of the people who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. So let's take a look now on the screen. Click the screen and let's walk through this prophecy. So in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, it says 70 weeks. Well, we know, looking at the Hebrew text, that the word for week means a period of sevens. So when it's 70 weeks, you have 70 sevens that it's talking about. So you have, at this point, from Daniel 9:24 until Daniel 9:25 to 26, it then says that from the time of the command to go forth and restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince shows up shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So if you have 70 sevens and you have a period of sevens, then you have 490 years. 70 periods of 7 years is 490. And if Messiah the Prince is showing up at 7 weeks plus 62 weeks, that's 69 weeks. If you add up those number of days, you have 69 weeks, 483 years, you have 173,880 days. Now, what is this command to restore and build Jerusalem? In Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 6, is the command given by Artaxerxes, which we can date to March 14, 445 BC. So if we then go that period of time, that 173,880 days, we land on April 6, 32 AD. That's the date Jesus enters a donkey into Jerusalem and is crucified. We know that because we can date in John 12:12 and John 19:16-18 the date when he comes into Jerusalem. It's amazing. It's almost exact timing. And take a look at Luke 19, what Jesus says here. He says, "Now as he drew near, when he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace." Remember, we just talked about in a previous lesson the Prince of Peace from Isaiah 9:6. He's saying here, if you had only known that that Prince of Peace is now here on this, your day. But now, he says, they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. In other words, the scholars who knew their Old Testament couldn't see that Jesus riding into Jerusalem is the fulfillment of Daniel 9:24-26, because he arrives at the exact time after the command from Artaxerxes to build the wall. They should have known to expect Messiah. But then an even more, a more definitive closure to this prophecy is made when it says, again, in verse 26, the prince shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And then in Luke 19, Jesus says the days will come when they will level, surround you, and level you and your children to the ground. That is exactly the prophecy in 70 AD of the second temple being destroyed, when Titus entered into Jerusalem and completely destroyed the city. You would have to find another person who claimed to be Messiah who would be coming in just before the temple is destroyed to fit this, and there's only one person who does, Jesus Christ. This is the amazing prophecy then of Daniel chapter 9:24-26.